to say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Everybody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Welcome, family, to Real Talk with Pastor E here live at the Now Network Studios. We're excited to continue this journey of domestic violence right next door. I know we've taken a break for several weeks, travel and different events and things, but we are now back on track. We're believing God is going to be sending some fresh anointing in this season as we go forward and keeping the real discussions dynamic and principle based. And we want to always give honor to God because we serve Jesus here. Family, yes, we are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always, somebody can just say, always open to those in search of the truth. And with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every given opportunity. And yes, we believe that through the works of charity and by the actions of love, that we have taken the journey to the next step of walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, believing that all will be saved. Heavenly Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for the newness, Lord. We thank you for the something that's never been done before, that we can enter into your presence and say thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this moment of growth. And Lord, thank you for your presence and your spirit being abound. Have your way right now. Use us as instruments, as vocal pieces, as microphones to share your love with everyone, anyone, whosoever's and all. So we thank you today. We praise you. And we dedicate and decree that we will not leave this place the same, but changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our minds. Hallelujah. Well, family, welcome, as I said, to Real Talk with Pastor E. This is our dedicated series to domestic violence next door. Something that I've been kind of looking over. I wanted to start the broadcast today as we have many invited guests to come on board. And as I said before, if you have a story or have a testimony or have a word you want to bring forth that would help someone to say they can make it, please get in touch with myself or Minister Carolyn, and we will definitely get you involved. But as I've been going deeper into the domestic violence, I did a research and I found out that 65%, that's a big number, 65% of homelessness, it's going to touch somebody because you see it in your cities, you see it on your streets, you see it on the corners and everywhere in your own environments. And 65% of that population is an effect of domestic violence. The children and a family member has experienced domestic violence throughout the their lives, and it now has drawn them or sent them to another place where they were getting away and couldn't make it and ended up without any help or anyone there to support them being now into that that development. It is becoming a development of homelessness. A lot of times we see people that are in tragic mental states in the homeless communities, and I'm starting to see that by the domestic violence problem that it affects. it affects their livelihood, and we want to be very conscious of that as we deal with that. Because I know a lot of us in our ministries deal with a lot of people who are in homeless situations, and we don't ask questions. We go feed them, and don't even. Some people don't even get to the point to want to see how you can help someone. And now knowing with a little bit more broad range of information that we can now deal with people on another level, knowing they're injured and they're not just in that situation because they, and we make that excuse a lot of times, because I meet a lot of people that are voluntarily homeless that don't want any assistance to get out of that situation. But there are others that we never even go any farther because of their mental state and because of the situation that they're really in an injured state. Mm. It's going to change your perception, your perspective of these of the people that we deal with, that we go to where they are and reach them where they're at. But now we have a different flavor to take to the board that these are injured people. We're going to thank God for bringing forth Minister Carolyn and all of her travels and accomplishments. We have some great things that God is doing in her life, and we're excited to be a part of that also. But just a little highlight before we went there on the homeless environment. We heard a lot of other domestic violence, or as we said before, this is about any form of violence. Violence is a form of power and control, and we want to break that yoke and destroy that bondage of power and control. We talked about a word yesterday, and we're going to open up the lines bringing Minister Carolyn after this, but the word we brought forward yesterday is liberty. Had understanding that liberty is complete freedom. Again, liberty is complete freedom. In that complete freedom, you experience no restrictions. You are in a state of being free. I want to read this scripture this morning as we go forward in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. It says, stand fast. Oh, I like that. Get you in position right away. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. There's that word, liberty. The state of being free, by which Christ has made us free. That word us free, it means that it is for everyone. Those that are, we just talked about, in a state of injury. They've been set free, but are we going out sharing with everyone that they have the same opportunity we do by standing in liberty? Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. A lot of people think bondage is chains and shackles and prison doors. No, bondage could be just simple words that you allow into your spirit. It could be certain people you allow to get into your environment. It could be you allowing your circumstances and your environment to now take over you from the outside in, instead of being about our Father's business, walking in liberty, that we could really share the love of Christ through liberty because he made us free. And to always remind us, I'm reminding myself daily, I must be entangled with God. That's what we say in Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose. Entangled with God, I mean, I'm steadily twisting, I'm steadily growing, I'm steadily entangled with him in relationship. But remember, the 720 degree turn means that is a 360 entanglement from ourselves. Then we turn into a 360 entanglement with him that never ends. Remember that as we get ready to go to the next levels of our ministries and of our lives. To break these cycles of abuse, to break these traditional ways that men treat women, and way women have now become in bondage to the power of control, that now we can release this by agreement, because we've been all set free by the liberty by which that same liberty Jesus set us free. They give us the opportunity never to be entangled. So if you've been there, believe me, you can come out. If it's happened to you, it doesn't have to happen again. And this is the day that you can change the whole perception on everything and go to a level that no one else could understand other than you and God. Welcome this morning, Minister Carolyn. God bless you. Real talk with Pastor E and yourself. Good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Praise God. Good morning, Pastor E. I am so blessed. I am blessed. Thank you. Thank you so much. And
Amen.
I'm excited about the callers and being back on the show. I'm like, I've been waiting all night for this.
Amen. Amen. And here we are. I'm excited also that we have this opportunity. I'm trying to look at your numbers and see who you have on here. I see some people who rung in. If you've been invited by Minister Carolyn to this broadcast today, dial one so we can get you in the queue. I see a few numbers. I'm just going to go randomly. Area code 323, last four, 8318. This is Pastor E and Minister Carolyn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is this?
This is Maggie Sims. Pleasure to meet you.
No, the pleasure is mine. All right, I got your name in there. Let me check the next caller. Hold on 1 second, Maggie.
Okay.
We get everybody identified this morning. Area code 804, last four, 3854. You're live with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn on Real Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How you doing, Pastor E?
Blessed.
Yes, Mr. White.
Yeah, this is Brother White here. Okay, 804. Yeah, we good. All right, hold on, brother. We're gonna open this thing up. 1 second. Let me identify anyone else that's been invited on the broadcast. Please dial one. Let us get you in the queue and identified this morning. So, Minister Carolyn, I know God has been doing some great things in your life, and I know we're going to be celebrating you here in April, and we'll talk about that towards the end of the broadcast. But I just want you to kind of open up with what God has put on your heart for where we're going in this broadcast today, and then we'll bring in Maggie and Minister Wyatt into the boardroom,
yes.
and let's generate some love and some solutions. Now, I said we'd still have all of the I Need You Now outreach numbers for the National Domestic Violence Support for you may know somebody that may be deaf and they need the same. We have all of those numbers and resources available for you right now. So if at any time that you need that, you can message us on Facebook or dial one here and we'll get this information out to you immediately. Minister Carolyn.
Okay, praise God. Good morning, family. I would also like for Bobby Buck to down one because he is on the line, and he told me he was on the line. And
okay. I see him there. I see him. I have him. Go ahead.
Okay. So praise the Lord. I'm just glad to be on today, and I'm super excited about the people that I called at like 6 or 7 o'clock this morning and asked, and I was sleeping, and these people just popped up in my mind. So it's good to be obedient to God and what He's trying to tell you. And I wanted to start off with what you said about bondage. And it touched me so much because when you said you could let words or people that you allow in your life and you constantly allow them, that's keeping yourself in bondage. And I look at myself, and I've been in bondage for so many years, and even with the domestic violence situation, it was like a different man. But to me, it was really the same man, just a different name, because I was so used to being wrapped up and entangled in those situations that it became like the norm to me. And so I do want to thank you for bringing that, because I learn something every time that I'm on air with you, Pastor Ian, and it's always a blessing to me. And I hope that the callers also, you know, get a good word in too. So I do want to open up with, I'll start with Maggie. that Mag is a gang intervention specialist, and she's an advocate. I'll let her tell you a piece of her story. She has endured street life. She was a reputable and still is a reputable known gang member. She's just not active. She's not an active gang member. She's more or less a mother. She tries to keep the peace in the streets now. So she has also lost loved ones due to gun and gang violence. And now she goes back. So, Maggie, if you can pretty much tell how you deal with the situation, how you walk the walk, you could also share, you know, the hurts, the pains, how difficult it's been and how it affects your job or how it helps you do your job when you're out in the trenches with the youngsters.
Hi, yes. Well, my story is, you know, I was once one of these hard heads out here in the streets. At the age of 15, I have been shot. I have been stabbed. I come from a family of known gang members. All my life, I have walked this life in my household. And I'm very reputable and very known. I also encountered my children going to prison as a result of watching me doing what I was doing. I've been in the life of drugs, selling drugs, never used drugs, thank you, Lord. And one day, you know, I endured so many things, so many people getting murdered and killed, to where I lost a lot of family members and friends to prison. And as they went to prison, I started seeing their children coming out here gang banging and getting murdered. So I found myself burying their children. So one day I just stopped and I prayed to God to do his work. So by me living this lifestyle, I got into my community and we started an organization called Advocate of Peace and Urban Unity. And we have 13 members in this organization. And all of us have walked the life of destruction. Half of them have been in prison for murder, and they was released, thanks to God, and they promised God that they was going to change their life and bring stuff into our community that we helped mess up. We've been an organization for 11 years now. So we're in our community, and we stop the violence. We help children that's going the wrong way and find them into a direction. We help children get into college. Later on, I had children going to prison, my own children, and I got into a deep depression because I was out there and wasn't paying attention to my kids was out here doing what they see me do. So my kids went to prison, and I started my own organization called Mothers of Incarcerated Children. Because of the depression that I had been through and seeing that my child is being in prison and being in court, seeing that I'm as a parent and their father are in prison for life, and I'm seeing single parents just falling out. So I brought it upon myself to start an organization. Mothers, to give them support, to take them, send care packages into get transportation. And a means of me doing that, I lost a brother who was well known by the hands of someone that he knew. I lost one of them in 1992 by the hands of someone he knew. And then 2013, I lost another brother by the hands of someone that he knew. And then I lost a mother that died of heartache because her children was murdered. So that right there sent me back into depression. But I prayed to God, thank you, glory, thank you, Lord. And he found a way for me to get back out there. I went into a depression to where I couldn't continue on doing what I was doing. But by the grace of God, I'm back out there. I'm helping my community, and I won't stop. I won't stop. Thank you, God.
Praise God. You touched on the depression and the loss of your brothers, not to mention how many kids that you and I had to bury. And that mm-hmm. with that being said, we have Brother Wyatt on the phone. Brother Wyatt lost his daughter due to the domestic violence. All of this is like violence just wrapping its arms around us as a people. And Brother Wyatt's daughter was murdered by her husband. So when you talk about the depression, Brother Wyatt, I'm anxious to hear about the march. Can you explain to the listeners about your organization, Dads, and about the march? And then can you piggyback on kind of what like Matt was saying about the depression? Because I know I watch it and I follow you. And when I do, that's when I go into deep, deep, deep prayer for you, because I know that God is using you to help other fathers. So could you tell us a little bit about what's going on with you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me again. God is good all the time. As far as the march went, the march was, we had about, I would say, about 50 to 60 people out there. It was broadcast on three different news channels. It was broadcast on three different channels. What that needed to be, because I want him to be exposed to that. I mean, why he's in, need him to see that concerning what he did and how the impact of it. And I have a lot of more people that want to get a part of want me to be a part of what they're doing as far as domestic violence, any type of violence, like Pastor E say. And I see myself going forward with this, because I said again, I can't let them die in vain. I'm not going to let them die in vain. And I got some more stuff coming up that I would keep y'all posted on that. And as the young lady was saying, as far as going into depression, I have found myself withdrawn from my family, because even though that's their loved one, they don't understand. I mean, that was my child and my grandchild.
Right.
So I found myself withdrawn from them a lot, staying to myself. Sometimes, some days are harder than others. I find myself crying a lot. Somewhat wanting to give up, but at the same time, I know that's not what my daughter would want it for me to give up. So that makes me more and more motivated to continue to push forward and to keep her memories and my grandson's memories alive. And with that's a struggle within itself, because you have to do that at the same time. You have to keep yourself from going insane and crazy and doing stuff and acting out. I blame myself a lot. I mean, even though I know it's not my fault, I still blame myself a lot. What if this? What if that? I could have did this. What signs did I miss? Why did I didn't see this? I mean, why she didn't tell me? Why didn't I step in? I mean, it's all that stuff. Everything is a why or could and how. And point where I literally shut down. I mean, shut down. Some days I stay in the house about 2 or 3 days by myself and no television or nothing. But then with that said,
you have to get yourself about that too, because that would make you go into deep, deep depression, just sitting there being by yourself. So you have to stay active and everything. And that's and pray and believe in God. And I heard people, some people say that things happen for a reason. I can't believe that. That ain't had no reason to happen. So when I hear people say that, it's like I walk away or I don't want to hear it and stuff, because that shouldn't have happened. There's no reason for that to happen. You can't explain no reason for that to happen. So I deal with that a lot and stuff. So I just close myself in.
No, that's deep. That's deep right there. I'm just hearing your testimony, and I know somebody's gonna really get blessed out of this, because you know it doesn't just go away. But the strength is that we have to go to the next level because of what we stand for and who we're standing for. And no, that did not happen. That shouldn't have happened. There's evil in this world. There's principalities and powers. If we really study the Word of God, to know there's a spiritual battle out there in people's minds to destroy one another. And that's where that's why we really want to touch on every bit of violence, because the quicker we're destroyed, the faster the enemy believes that we can be taken out. And that's what this broadcast is all about. Maggie, now both of you guys, I hear you, and I know Maggie, you're an advocate, but I heard you say, you know, you had to take a break and get a new motivation. And then Brother Wyatt, I know we on fire, you're doing the marches and then all of a sudden now the dust settles. That's where I really want to touch on that this morning. What happens when the dust settles? That someone out there that's in the dusk right now could hear a word of encouragement to know to keep going, because the dust will settle and things will get back to normal. And you'll be like, why? And my brother just said he blamed himself daily. I could have did more. And we know that under the circumstances, you can only do with the information you had. But what about when the dust settles? Maggie, let's start with you.
Well, what made me, like, get back up, you know, I really, like I said, I went through that deep depression. But I had a lot of motivators. Mine was a lot of motivators coming and talking to me, telling me that it was so overwhelming for where when I had to take that break, I had to rip and find myself again. I had to find myself again and give myself that motivation and knowing that the work that it needs to be done. It needs to be done. You could be going through what you're going through, but it's other people that's going through it that needs you. So it had me on a mind frame to where I had to dust that off and get back out here and do what needs to be done. And the story is to be told. And I know that I motivate a lot of people, because I say that my word counts and it matters. And I felt I was letting them down by me being in a depression. And I just had to get back out there and do what needs to be done. I had to dust it off. And my advice is, you know, it is hard to tell someone. Like I listened to the brother. You know, it is hard to say what you can do unless you're going through the situation that's happening and occurring. You know, but it's up to you. It's you know that it needs to be done, and you can save another person's life and make sure that they ain't going through the same thing that you're doing. If you can save a life, you save a life.
There you go. I'm just hearing this in the spirit. We have to do better staying connected, because we need each other. You know, those of us that have made it through and are now trying to advocate, and those that are just getting in, we got to start, Minister Carolyn, we got to really work hard on this to keep our numbers on fire and know that we're available to call. We're available to answer and return calls and texts and let's stay connected. That's a big thing in this. I just heard, as Maggie said, that's a support system. Brother Wyatt, I know that would assist, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Yes, it would.
Yeah, I got a lot of support system. And as I said before, I just got to open myself up now
to them because I find myself closing up. But as time goes on, it's not going to get easier as far as me concerning. But as time goes on, I have to open myself up so I can help prevent this from happening to anybody else. If I can reach 4 or 5 people on the life of my my grandson and my daughter, I mean, I done accomplished something, and they will be proud of me. I mean, I can't stop until that's done, and I'm not going to stop until justice serves for him. He's still going to court, and they're in the process of charging him. He's not going nowhere. Amen. And facing him, I'll be trying to be there on every trial date that he go to, you know what I mean? So he got so many different charges. And just to see his face is like it's horrifying because I have to keep my composure for not going off on him, even on the monitor, even just saying, speaking words. I just got to continue holding on and everything. And then just to see that he's not going to even plead guilty or nothing like that. He got to just seeing that he's smirking and laughing and stuff like he didn't do nothing. So, and that drives me crazy. And that puts me in a depressive state also, because sometimes I be saying, why is it taking them so long to charge this guy when they know
that has to be frustrating in itself. I mean, to know the guilt.
It is. Yeah, because he know this. It's a part. He know he did it. He know he guilty, and he looking to me and my other daughters and my sister and everybody's face, my daughter family face, and just like, okay, I did it. I mean, they ain't charged me with it yet, but I mean, God got a plan for him. It never fails.
Yeah.
God got a plan for him. So I just got to keep the faith and keep my strength. I got to get my strength back so I can continue to be strong for the family. Because if I can't be strong for myself, anywhere in the world, I can be strong for them.
Man, that's dynamic. Yes, it is.
And I'll continue to come on here with Minister E. Carolyn asked me to, if I can. I just been going through a lot of stuff and doing different things with that, and I apologize for being absent for a little while, but I'm getting back on track now.
Well, we understand, and I'm praying that we could somehow find a way to come back out there to one of those marches or something, or, you know, just keep us posted.
I'm trying to put together now Dead Against Domestic Violence, as far as like a round table, let's talk about it. Let's talk about domestic violence. But at the same time, I have to get professional people there that can help you talk about it and get you through. I just don't want people to come. I want some professional people there. So if you need some help, they can guide you in the right places, or they can sit down and talk to you, or give you some literature or anything, so you can know what to do, where to go, and who to talk to.
That's awesome.
But that's my plan.
Well, that's dynamic right there, because, you know, we can talk a good talk, but if we don't have solutions and know how to really, really address these issues, we seem like we're right back where we started from. So, man, that's
right.
Dynamic. Right. I want to bring in, I know you've invited Bobby Buck, to our renowned Bobby Buck, the radio personality. I want to bring him on board. I know he's been listening, and give him an opportunity to say hello and to get in it. Bobby Buck, welcome, man, to Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn.
Hello. Hello. Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
good
sir.
Good morning, Bobby. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, good morning, everybody. And, I have been listening. My main thing is what I want to do is help get the proper information out to people, so people can start coming together on a lot of these issues. And I did a show yesterday, and I was talking about abandonment and rejection. And that's another segment I want to start working on. And I was thinking, like, a lot of things stem from those two, and that also begins with the family. And like what people were saying about being depressed and everything, I think we need a, like I said, we do need to come together and get more support, and we do. Number one, we do need to talk about it, and number two, also on the flip side, we need to work on solutions. But I do think taking people together in a big forum and letting people speak about it, because some people got to get it out of their system, and so they can get it out so they can have more room. Then on the flip side, we do need to start figuring out solutions, and I think we need to work on the root cause of why some of the violence is happening. And some people are just people, and they're just part of it. I mean, you can't stop, what's going to happen. But some of it we can stop, and then we got to start with the mothers and the youth. You know, we got to start before they come out the womb. We got to start catering to the mothers, get people's minds right. And then start.
Well, Bobby, but you you're how could I say it? A product. No, you're a success story from Skid Row. And while we're talking about the violence, I wanted to kind of touch on like the violence down there and what you seen and how that interacted, and was there a lot of domestic violence down there on the street? Because I know there are families on Skid Row. I know there are families that are tugging their children from tent to tent. And could you tell us a little bit about that and how you survived that violence? Because we already talked about all kind of violence, but I was wondering about the domestic situations, because I know sometimes they break up families, and I just happened to be on Skid Row serving one time food to the homeless, and I just seen a husband just walk up and cold slap his wife. Like, what was the scene like when you was there? Did you ever face any type of violence down there personally?
Well, actually, personally, I guess by the grace, I really never came into any hardcore violence or anything. I really never had no zero issues. But the main thing that I have personally seen was the police picking on the homeless. I have seen like a few things, like some domestic or, but it's no different than Compton or Watts or Beverly Hills, things go down there. But the main part I see is the police picking on the homeless. And, I've seen that. And that's like, to me it's like it's idiotic. It's like another bully syndrome. And that's the part I see mainly. But it does happen. I know other people who have seen the domestic violence go down on Skid Row. But me personally, I haven't seen been around that part.
Well, I know you're an advocate for down there. Do they have places where people can go downtown Skid Row if ever in trouble of domestic violence? Because I know it's hard sometimes for them to come out of their element or to reach for help in other places, because that's all they know is that so many mile radius.
Right. But like kind of like what somebody spoke about earlier, sometimes people don't even want to go to the resource.
Right.
But they do have like the Union Rescue Mission, that they take in families at the Union Rescue Mission, and they have a women's center down there also off of Fifth and San Pedro. But still, with it being so many, with it being so populated with homelessness, even though those two resources are there, it's still hard for everybody to get assistance at the same time. So it's resources there, but it's still limited at the same time.
Pastor E.
It just seems like we need to bring a whole new light on it.
Yeah, I'm right here, Mr. Carroll.
I know some other people are trying to plug in.
No, I heard her call me, and I was just running in here.
Now,
I was multitasking, doing something while you guys were talking.
Yeah,
what'd
but
you
what
say?
I do, I want to connect you with people that they're doing a movement strictly for women called She Does. It's a She Does movement, and they see it. They got video of it of women going through being sexually assaulted, and you know, and a whole lot of stuff going on. I mean, but they got a movement for strictly homeless women right now.
Oh, really? That's something good to know about.
Yeah, let's get that information. Let's definitely get that information out there.
Okay.
Yeah. Amen. Now, I think you got another couple
other
callers.
She Does. You can tag her. She Does. That's the name of the movie.
She Does?
Yeah, She Does.
She Does.
She does need housing. She does need to get off the streets. So it's called She Does Movement.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you got a couple other callers, Minister Carolyn. Hold on 1 second. Area code 858, last four, 2359. You're live on Real Talk with myself and Minister Carolyn.
Hey, man, how you doing? This is Ali. Ali calling from San Diego.
What's up, Ali? How you doing, my brother?
I'm always great. You know, I don't claim nothing but great. And I just wanted to say that the solution is the Spirit of the Most High God. There ain't no other solution. You know, it's real simple. God didn't make it hard for people to understand who he was and what the solution was. You know, we can't make it without the Most High Spirit at all in nothing. I don't care how much we organize, how much you got all these nonprofits, you know, it's not going to work unless the Spirit of the Most High is at the forefront of it, and that's the most conversation that we ever talk about. People need to understand that, man. It's real serious now. You know, real serious. God ain't playing. You know, that's why a lot of people's situation and their ideas, what they can think they can do in the community don't work, and it blows up because everybody want to be in charge and be the leader of it. Everybody want to have their own organization instead of coming up under one organization, which is the Most High, period. You know what I mean? It's real simple. And I can do it. I'm from South Central Los Angeles. I've been through it. And I mean it. I don't have to say what I've been through, but I've been through it. And I come up out of it. I've been delivered up out of it with the Spirit of the Most High only. That's it. That's the solution. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thought I had fixed my other apparatus, but that was awesome, my brother. And we do need God and all of this, all of the things that we're talking about to get solutions. It comes from God, but it takes us to start acting godly, that we can embrace the love of God to really help people come out of their dark situations and even in homeless. And I know we were talking about this. This was in February. We were talking about this, is that violence, even human trafficking and prostitution. Well, we call it human trafficking now, but prostitution and drugs and the hood and things like that is domestic violence in its own right. Because I know we talked about that in confession. Remember, Minister Carolyn, is that some of the things we did that we didn't know had that label on it because we just did what was done in the hood. That's how we survive. That's what we do. And it's not right. So that's where the Most High, that my God, comes in into the equation, that we all got to press to go higher in him, that we really exemplify his love. We got about 10 minutes left, Minister Carolyn. I didn't know if you had any questions for any of our callers. We want to give everybody another opportunity to, and we're going to open the lines up individually. Minister Wyatt, Bobby Buck, Maggie, I know she hung up. I think she came back. And then yourself, we're going to definitely get a chance to open the lines up.
Did Denise Williams ever come on?
What's that again?
Denise Williams, did she ever come on?
I don't have her number, but look, I saw someone just dial one. Let me call that in. Area code 334. Oh. I believe this is Prophetess Lisa. But area code 334, okay. Last four, 1042. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn. Domestic violence right
amen,
next door.
Amen. Good morning, my brothers. How y'all doing this morning?
We
good
are blessed.
Morning.
Good. I just like to encourage you all this morning to think about the word of God, the iron sharpening the iron, and we ever come together in a corporate agreement. We come together and we learn to lift each other up and don't judge each other, but be there for one another. The Bible says strengthen one another. And the word of the Lord says love and kindness have I draw thee. I have learned one thing in life. When you're going through things, you have to connect with somebody that's already in that place for you. And so I just ask you all, Miss God, to continue to be encouraged. And whenever you go through things, don't go through things alone by yourself, because one thing about this, we go through anything that's a major warfare, you cannot go through warfare by yourself. This is a time when the enemy tries to silence us in an oppressed, depressed spirit, and then the force begins to come in, and the battle is always uptight in the mind. So I just ask you all this morning that I always find somebody that can pray with you, can talk to you. If you got to cry or scream and holler, but just don't never, ever go through warfare by yourself. And I love you all, and God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Lisa. I hear the strength back in you, woman of God. The healing of God
yeah.
is all over you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My spirit is encouraged. Thank you. Amen. Anybody else that would like to comment, question, anything you may have this morning, go ahead and dial one. We want to bring you in and get an opportunity to shout out. Now, there's that one person out there that you may be that injured person, that person that is afraid, that person that don't want to speak out. Well, we want you to know we're here for you. You don't have to do it here live. We have a green room here that we could take you into a private room and have one of our certified ministers and counselors to talk with you and get you to the right places, the right people to talk to. We want to make that available to you this morning. Know that God loves you. He did not intend that to happen to you. It wasn't a plan of God in your life. No, God does not put death on us. He does not put harm on us. God loves us. God cares for us. God will not leave us or forsake us. But because of the situations we sometimes put ourselves in, we are now faced with danger. And I want you to know that if you come back to God, oh, Jesus, if you come back to God, He will heal you. He will transform you. He has his arms open right now for you to come in and sup with him as he sup with you. We just wanted to put that in there for anyone out there in need. We're here for you. You can call our P2P hotline at 562-413-3710. Again, 562-413-3710. Minister Carolyn?
Yes, sir.
Any questions you have for any of your callers on here you want me to bring back in? I still have Bobby Buck, which we're going to give him an opportunity to have closing remarks. Minister Wyatt also, Maggie's back on. I tell you what we'll do is I want to start there. We're going to give everybody opportunity, a few seconds to have a closing remark. Anything you have going on in your region, any numbers you would like to share that we could get connected and stay connected throughout our network, please take this time to share. Brother Wyatt, we're going to start with you.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you all for having me on this morning. And again, I apologize for my absence. As I said in the beginning, I just got to keep the faith and continue doing what I'm doing. And at any time, Minister Carol and Pastor E, y'all can reach out to me at my number that y'all have on y'all file. And I will be on y'all radio station again this Saturday.
Praise
next
God.
Thank
you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, my brother. And we are standing in the gap with you. And you got my number. If not, I'll make sure Minister Carolyn gets it to you again, man. We love you, my brother. Bobby Buck, any closing remarks from you? Anything you have going on out here in your region?
Okay. Well, I just want to keep on plugging in with everybody who has a cause. I want to be the nucleus to help bring us all together so we all can unite. And that's basically my main mission to do with the movement. And also, you can check me out at bobbybuck.com, or you can check me out at 888-406-2876. And we can all plug in and make it happen.
Amen. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby. God bless, man. Maggie, want to bring you back in? Any closing remarks from you?
Yes, I would like to say, first of all, thank you guys for having me on here. And like I say, I'm the founder of Mothers of Incarceration of Kids. And if anybody, I have, like, support groups and workshops going on out here to help your visitation rights to the children and help mothers do court support. Once again, if anyone needs to talk to someone going through it about loved ones being incarcerated, my telephone number, once you have my telephone number, and that's the number to contact me with. Thank you very much.
Praise God.
God bless you, Maggie. Thank you so much. And we look forward to working with you and getting closer connected to help each other out in this battle to win souls. God bless you. Minister Carolyn, any closing remarks from you?
Praise God. Yes, I just want to thank all of the guests for coming on. And at any time, 24/7, my phone is always open. The number is area code 323-830-2161. Or you could reach me via Facebook, Carolyn Hamilton. I thank you, Pastor E, again for opening this forum for us. And I don't have anything up and coming other than my graduation. So I put everything else on the back burner, and I'm kind of just like focusing on my relationship with God and trying to get closer to Him in order to continue to move out in the trenches and do what I do. So everybody just have a blessed weekend, and I love all of you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you so much. Family, thank you for joining us today here on Real Talk with Pastor E. Yes, domestic violence right next door could be that noise you hear, that scream you've heard that just needs your attention just to say, hey, I heard you need help. Here, we need my number. You need the hotline. You need help. We can provide that help for you. No matter where you are in this nation, we can find someone in your region, in your city, in your town to get you some assistance and the right direction to go. We thank you so much for joining us today. Know that you are loved. Know that you are honored. Know that you are appreciated. But the most important thing you cannot leave here without knowing is that you were beautifully made by God. You are God's greatest miracle. Step up and see that light in yourself and walk by faith.
Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. I just want eternal life. I just want eternal life.
Living this world, trying to be different. Look, I swear it gets tempting. Y'all be like him. Please don't be like me. Y'all know y'all sinners in this thing called life, but I might have y'all be. Time after time, day after day, I swear this flesh is weak. Lord, I need your helping hand. Guide me through the things that I can't understand. Take me from a boy and make me to a man. I just wanna enter to your promised land. And I know that I can, and I know that I will. But my sin earned a bill that my pockets can't feel. So when the judgment is near, I will have no fear. No, you still near, no, you still care. That cross you bear, that blood you shed for my burdens, my Lord. Look, you left them down. You was there, said, put them on my tab. Me, not cause how good I've been. You saved me in my sin. Work it won't get you in. Work it won't get you in.
Justin,
look, don't be afraid to be different. I know you're not perfect, my grace is sufficient. That's why I've given you purpose. To worship me, in spirit and in truth. I formed you in your mother's womb before the world ever knew you. spend every day with me. You hurt, son, come pray to me. Not only when you need me, sometimes reach out and greet me. Believe in me, like I believe in you. I got your life in the palm of my hands. I promise to never harm you or leave you, betray you, forsake you. Every trial you go through was set up all just for your breakthrough. So walk by faith and not by sight. It's easier to walk in darkness when you know the light. So take flight, we on to a new life. Streets of gold, happiness, peace, filled with eternal life. If I take my time, would you still believe? It takes patience and faith to reap my promises.
Been through the fire, been through the flood. Done a lot of things that I'm so ashamed of. But I know you died to save my soul. So if that's what you want from me, then you get it without guarantee. Cause I just wanna see your face in that beautiful holy place. So if I can't see you now, I know I'll see you somehow. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. That's what you get from.